first, buying lottery tickets is the standard game of luck. You buy one or a few. You might win or you might not. To be that one big winner seems like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
But one reporter has taken a close look at patterns of repeat winners, people who win big not once, not twice, but three or even more times, leading to concerns over foul play or potential fraud.
Peter Kuchu is a UW-Madison journalism student. He worked with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism to produce a story called "Some People Repeatedly Win the Wisconsin Lottery. Do They Play Fair?" Peter, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So I think many of us would be thrilled to win the lottery once, and yet there are people out there in Wisconsin who have hit two jackpots, three jackpots, some even more. How common are these repeat lottery wins here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so I was specifically looking at people who had won the lottery at least 20 times, cashing tickets worth at least $600, which is not very common. The odds for that are pretty astronomical. I think we had 11 people here in Wisconsin winning that amount since 2000, I believe. In Wisconsin, which doesn't have as big of a state lottery as some eastern states like Massachusetts, those numbers are much smaller here compared to, say, Pennsylvania or Massachusetts, who have significantly more frequent winners than here in Wisconsin.
And you were trying to make sense out of why some of these people keep winning. And one of the things that you looked at in particular was retailers and or people winning with close ties to retailers. Can you talk more about why you looked into that relationship?
Yeah, so I guess to start, I was trying to find out a way to calculate the precise odds that these people were beating, because you can look at it for an individual game, but with all of these together, it's really hard to kind of examine what the total odds are, especially without having how much they were spending total and how much they were trying to win. So it was fairly difficult. So I contacted Philip Stark out at UC Berkeley, who really is kind of a rock star for this kind of research. He's looked into this stuff for numerous other states and has done this kind of analysis before. I think he started in Florida back in 2014 or something like that. And he has these minimum spent calculations. His calculations are very, very, very lenient to try to not put blame on anyone who could be winning honestly. So he does 1 in 10 million chances, and then the minimum spent is what they would have to spend to have that chance. And it's operating under the assumption that every single person in the state is playing the lottery. That's how lenient it's trying to be to really give everyone the benefit of the doubt if it's at all possible. And he noted that these cases would be particularly strong if they had any ties to the retailers where they were luckiest. So I was trying to hone in specifically on that. Again, not trying to imply any sort of wrongdoing for people that could just be playing a lot and winning a lot.
Right, and it seems like there's a very fine line here between people who employ, some might say over-the-top strategies to try to win the lottery versus people who are actually cheating the system. What did you find in terms of the relationship between the amount of repeat winners and people who have a relationship with a retailer where lottery tickets are sold?
Yeah, so, I found three examples of the top 13 most recent winners, and it was pretty easy to find those. It was just Googling around, trying to check liquor licenses and any official sort of government records, or even just hopping on their Facebook pages and seeing where they worked and if it was the same retailer where they kept winning. But it's tough to say for sure, just because some people play the lottery a staggering amount of times. I noted in here Jeffrey Hintz, the one kind of frequent winner who was probed and had a completed investigation. When he was winning the Super Second Chance 5 weeks in a row, he was spending $2,500 on lottery tickets every single week. And that was kind of one of the glimpses into how seriously some people actually do play the lottery and how much time and money they invest into it.
Now, you point out that there are several ways that people, potentially employees, store owners, lottery insiders, have cheated lotteries across the nation. Not saying that this is happening here, but what kind of things have we seen across the nation in terms of potentially cheating the lottery?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can focus on Wisconsin specifically because there were some recent examples. In 2013, there was an investigation by the Wisconsin State Lottery into an example of fraud where one of those retailers, one of the employees actually did steal a winning ticket from a customer, gave it to her boyfriend, I believe, who then gave it to a friend who cashed it for a small chunk of the winnings. They were caught and charged, I believe, all brought up on misdemeanors. And then another recent example in Wisconsin is in 2010, the state ran a sting operation for randomly chose, I think, around 190 different retailers throughout the state. And a law enforcement officer went in with a winning ticket worth $5,000 just to see if they were handling it properly, giving it back. And in five of those cases, they either kept it for themselves and later cashed it or threw it away accidentally thinking it was a losing ticket. So it has happened in Wisconsin. There isn't a plethora of complete investigations that I got turned over to me through open records requests. So it's difficult to say how often it's happening or if Wisconsin is investigating enough to see how often it's happening. But there are some notable recent examples here in Wisconsin.
We're talking right now with reporter Peter Kuchu. His piece for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism is called Some People Repeatedly Win the Wisconsin Lottery. Do They Play Fair? And Peter, certainly the winner of the lottery is the main beneficiary when money is given away. But what about a retailer that sells a winning ticket? What's in it for them?
Yeah, so there is a monetary incentive for retailers to sell winning tickets. They're not really doing anything extra to sell those winning tickets. It's just, I guess, luck of the draw for the tickets that they get. But they get 2% of the winning ticket. They get 2% of the value of the winning ticket back to them up to a max of $100,000. So that can really add up, especially when you sell a winning ticket worth millions of dollars. I think the example I gave in here, a store owner sold a winning ticket worth $40 million and got $100,000 back. And with that, he was able to pay off all of his past invoices for gas. So it really does add up, and it can be pretty significant for stores that have a lot of these repeat winners throughout the years.
You touched on it a little bit, but I want to hear more about what kind of oversight exists and what kind of monitoring exists for repeat winners. Are lottery officials keeping tabs on these people and what they're up to?
Yeah, absolutely. So they are keeping tabs on these winners, but beyond that, it's kind of difficult to say what state officials are doing to prevent or root out any of this fraud. When I was trying to gather this information, I kept hearing the line, for security reasons, they weren't going to kind of reveal how they're rooting out any of this fraud because it could tip off cheaters to how to game the system further. So beyond the monitoring of frequent winners, I'm not even entirely sure what that would entail. It's difficult to say the actual measures that are in place to prevent any sort of fraud, just because I kept getting the same answer time and time again that because of security reasons, they weren't going to reveal any of that information. But there are some clues to how it could not be enough in the state of Wisconsin, like the $2,000 in restitution over the last three fiscal years that is a total number, and it's pretty low. Philip Stark commented on that in my piece and noticed that it was really, really low, and because of that, he didn't think they could have a very robust system in place for rooting out fraud.
Now, some of these repeat winners are likely going to say, hey, I am just really, really, really lucky. When you look at the odds, some of the odds that you talked about before, do you buy it when you hear people say, I'm just really lucky that I won the lottery several times?
It's tough for me to say, and I didn't really have... I had, I think, one frequent winner who I contacted who was willing to talk, said they were really lucky. I tried to contact around 20 different frequent winners throughout the state and was primarily just hung up on or said they weren't going to talk about it. So it's really difficult to say. For a lot of these where they're winning very frequently against very high odds at the place where they work or where they own, I find it really difficult to wrap my head around just how they are beating these really astronomical odds time and time and time again. So I guess without giving you too definitive of an answer, I just find it really difficult to buy.
So had you been able to talk to more of these repeat lottery winners, had they been willing to talk to you, what would you have wanted to ask them?
I was really interested in knowing how often they were playing the lottery, how much they were spending, if they had any particular strategies, how are they looking at the data for the payouts. I was trying to see if they matched any of those actually okay, just professional ways of playing the lottery that the expert Laura Albert mentioned to me. I was specifically looking at how much they estimated they were spending on tickets to see if that would meet the threshold for the minimum spend that Philip Stark gave to me. But, I mean, it's their own personal financial business, and a lot of people said that when they were hanging up the phone. So it's difficult to say for sure.
Do you have any plans at the moment to do any follow-up on this reporting?
Currently, I don't have too many plans. I'm graduating soon and heading out of the state, so it would be difficult for me to do so. I'm really interested in knowing if this kind of reporting has any effect on total revenue for the lottery. I'd be really interested in knowing if any longtime players stop playing if they heard about these avenues. I mean, we're kind of dissuaded from the odds, the additional stacked odds against them from winning. And I mean, I noted in here in the story also an ongoing investigation into a retailer micro scratching tickets. And I'd be really curious to see if anything comes from that or if there are any additional sting operations throughout the entire state that come forward after this.
Peter, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Peter Kuchu, a UW-Madison journalism student. He wrote the piece, Some People Repeatedly Win the Wisconsin Lottery, Do They Play Fair? That piece was published by the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism.